We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct? Stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army. Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Yep, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for being here. Thank you for making us a consistent choice on your Saturday night. My name is Calvin McCullough. Glad you're with us. I'm the guy that was on Fox News twice this week with Megyn Kelly. Kind of fun. And let's see, Stephen was on CNN. No, not CNN. HLN, Headline News. And he was defending. We were just talking boring old politics on Fox. But on CNN, he was defending Kirk Cameron and all the fallout that Cameron got into last week by just saying the simple thing of,
for the teams to watch as the new baseball season gets underway, and that's what is number 10 this week on our talk radio countdown.
So Stephen was asked to come on with George Takei, Captain Zulu. Okay, like we didn't see that coming. 888-340-3373 is our phone number, by the way. 888-340-3373. A very nasty end to Stephen's appearance on HLN as well. I was quite disappointed with this. Because, you know, they have their nice little give and take, back and forth debate. It's kind of, you know, it's contentious, but, it's good drama. Makes for good television. And AJ Hammer or whatever his name is. What's that guy's name? You didn't see it? Oh, yeah, I don't have iChat up. Yeah, that would make a difference. All right. AJ Hammer, Slammer, whatever the guy is. Anyway, some entertainment wannabe over on CNN. So anyway, at the very end, of course, Stephen is his gracious self and says to the who seemed like very put out. Mr. Takei, Captain Zulu. But he says to him, differences aside, we are kindred spirits from the standpoint that we have, that we've both been fired by Mr. Trump. And without breaking a beat, because Stephen was reaching out for his hand, he was trying to shake his hand, without missing a beat, Takei goes,
"Well, I want you to know we are not kindred spirits in this at all. We are not kindred spirits in this. No, get away from me, Stephen. We are not kindred spirits."
You're messing me up, dude.
It was the weirdest end to a segment I've ever seen. Well, you guys had gone at it a little bit. You know, you gave your opinion. That's what. By the way, people that sit out there and think that CNN, MSNBC, and even Fox to some degree actually care about reporting on most of the things in the... No, that's not what it's about. It's about entertaining you. Because you're so mind-boringly dumb that you sit there and think that they're giving you news, and they know they can't give you news because you'll go...
Can I tell you how weird this is? You're making this point.
I was just recounting the week.
Right.
So they get to the end, and they're supposed to have the controversy, all right? So all the dummies watching HLN go, "Oh, look, they don't agree with something with each other. They're not all saying the same thing like on CNN and MSNBC."
Come on, HLN isn't just dummies. Come on.
I didn't say HLN was, just the audience.
Right.
So you guys do what you're supposed to do. They hire you to come in to knock each other around a little bit. You land a blow, he lands a blow. The drama happens. You get to the end and you're like, "Well, you know, we do have this one thing in common. We were both fired by Donald Trump. You know, at least we got that in kindred spirits."
"Oh, no, Stephen, we are not kindred spirits."
No. I never knew Captain Zulu's voice was so low, by the way.
Zulu.
Zulu.
But let me tell you why this is weird that you notice this.
How could you not notice it? It was the oddest ending to a cable segment ever.
But we never. You and I haven't talked about
it. No, we haven't.
And no one's said anything to me about the fact that it was really awkward and strange that Sulu would decide that this would be like his gotcha moment.
No, we are not kindred spirits.
You're right.
Yeah, you can't do his voice.
I can't.
It's too low. I didn't know Sulu talked that low.
No, we are not kindred spirits, Stephen. No. Now go back to wherever you came from. Goodbye.
It was odd.
The whole thing was odd.
Very odd.
The whole interview was odd.
But you did really well.
I did my darndest.
And your Facebook followers said you did good. And I know about half the Twitters did too, but the other half didn't like what you said. So.
Well, nobody liked.
We won't talk about that.
Nobody liked any support for Kirk Cameron. And when I first did the interview, I simply said this. I'm here to support Kirk in respect to his right to express himself. And then I went on to say, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And I think he kind of maybe said some things that were, in a hardcore way, his Christian perspective.
He was only asked about them. He didn't go in there going,
hey, let me tell you what I think about the gays getting married. Them little funny bunches down there in Alabama. Let me tell you about what I think about them guys.
And he didn't do that.
Right.
He's there to talk about his movie, right? Monumental, or whatever it's called.
Right.
Memorial, whatever it's called. And Pierce does what Pierce does.
And you know that in the pre-interview and the production that happens before and the agreements and that they probably... that's why...
Pierce totally jacked him.
Of course.
Yeah.
So who's the gal that Kirk Cameron referenced? Who's the politician? Who's the gal who Pierce got before?
Oh, Christine O'Donnell.
Right. So remember when
I'm
Kirk,
not using her for an example.
Remember what Kirk said though during the interview. He goes, suddenly this has turned into the.
I'm getting sucked into the Christine O'Donnell vortex.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
To which Mr. Takei said, "That's not the vortex I'm from." I'm sorry, that's a different show.
Right.
So okay, but yeah, but so he just and you could tell Cameron is comfortable formulating what he believes and telling you, but he was, I thought he went out of his way to purposefully be non-confrontational while trying to quietly express what he believes. And then Piers got personal and goes, well, what if your kid turns up and says you're gay? And says, well, I mean, Piers has a habit of asking those kinds of questions.
Piers is Piers. Piers is a jerk.
But he thinks that
Piers
it's going to get him ratings.
Well, he's going to do what his natural impulse is, which is to start trouble. Because that's who he is.
Right.
And I didn't disagree with the Kirk's intention. I just think who he is as a Christian, he's a very hardcore conservative Christian.
Yeah, but there was nothing about that interview that was hardcore.
I think it's easily misinterpreted when, based on biblical perspective, you say, and I believe homosexuality will ultimately lead to the end of or the blah 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 of civilization.
But first of all, his tone of voice was nothing like that. You just winced your brow like it was like.
Well, because
and Kurt, you watched that interview. I'm telling you, he's like, Piers, I don't. His body language, I don't want to talk about this. I want to talk about my movie.
Right, but it doesn't take away from what he said.
He kept doing this. Pierce
it doesn't take away from what Kirk Cameron said. And to the everyday man...
Did Kurt say anything that was factually false? If everybody started doing the gay thing tomorrow, because it is a choice and everybody could, conceivably, all choose to do the gay thing tomorrow, would eventually humanity disappear from the planet?
I'd be willing to bet that gays don't think so.
Yeah, well, okay, unless you have some sort of creative procreation methods, you're not going to, beyond a generation, you're not going to have any more humanity.
Well, you have artificial insemination, and, you know, you have,
like I said, creative procreation.
I get it. I'm with you,
so,
boss.
All he was saying was that the foundation of society is built on the nuclear family.
Right.
Yeah.
So, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And I believe in Kirk's theology and experience and perception, he said something that perhaps could have been said another way, instead of saying, I think homosexuality will eventually lead to the end of civilization. That's a hardcore statement, bro.
He was asked about what he would teach his children.
I know. And he was caught off guard, and Piers sucked him in hook, line, and sinker.
Right.
And got him. And that's what Piers wanted.
Yeah.
And this whole backlash is exactly what Piers wanted. Because Piers...
Well, he was still bragging about it 2 days later. It's been trending on Twitter for 26 hours,
mate. Piers, let me tell you something. Piers doesn't have the nerve to have somebody like me on a show. Piers doesn't have the nerve to have somebody...
He knows you guys too well.
...who's been around, who knows the game, and who knows how to come back to him with the right answers.
Stand by. It's Baldwin McCullough.
You know, in 2011, we told you about the CARES Project. It was launched by...
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AFFINITY HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. Where was I?
Something about roasting Pierce's children over open flames.
That was. I didn't say that on the mic. But now you've said it on the mic. What I said was...
Yeah. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. Did we say that part? It's Baldwin McCullough Live. And our phone number is 888-340-3373. Maybe you think that Stephen's wrong in criticizing Kirk Cameron's the way he said it. Maybe you think he's wrong that he defended Kirk Cameron at all. See, I think he did a great job defending him. I think Captain Zulu is kind of crazy.
Zulu.
And I think that... Zulu. And I think that... Like Penny Pasta, Ziti, Captain Ziti. I just think spaghetti for some reason. And then, but maybe you take my side and say, no, Kurt didn't have to apologize for the way he said it. He said it very casually. Anyway, any thoughts on any of this? Phone lines are open, 888-340-3373. Anyway, go ahead.
What I was saying before the break is simply this.
Yes.
See, most of America doesn't know who Piers Morgan is. See, I know who Piers is. I know where he comes from.
That wasn't a slam on his ratings.
I know that he was disgraced in Britain for a huge controversy. He ran a newspaper. He ran a publication.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And then Piers came over, and with his clever little antics and his little wit and his little slyness, comes over, weasels his way into America. Ha, 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 he, he, he. Aren't I a little smarmy, smart guy? And now he takes over for... what's
Larry
his name?
King.
Larry King.
Larry King.
Right.
Stephen.
Okay. So he steps
Zulu
in a huge...
Zulu says you're not kindred spirits. Explain.
He steps in a huge pile of you-know-what and gets lucky. Piers Morgan didn't get Larry King's position because he's qualified at all. That's not what happened. Piers Morgan's not qualified to replace Larry King at all. Do you think Piers Morgan is respected like Larry King is?
You're talking about the same network that gave Elliot Spitzer a show.
Okay, well,
okay,
to my point.
No, said right
to
there.
To my point.
Yeah.
Piers Morgan is a punk.
That's what we have to do to get our own TV show. We
Piers
have to go
Morgan
hire hookers.
Is a punk. And you know what he does? He gets on his little show like he does every time. And when he knows he's got to be nice, depending on who it is, he's nice. And he doesn't go there. But when he knows he can just stab somebody, like he did to Kirk Cameron, he stabs somebody.
Yeah.
Because that's who Piers is. Instead of being able to really intellectually have a conversation that's challenging and intriguing and interesting and legitimate, he's got to play this game. And the only way he got to where he is by being... good at playing that game.
Well, he won Celebrity Apprentice.
Well,
he had some cred.
Yeah. And I got bumped, you know, being the fifth guy down the line, so, you know.
But Zulu is not...
So obviously, Piers is more intelligent than I am because he won.
Well, no, he's just more cutthroat, I think, is what you're saying.
But exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
888-340-3373 if you've got any thoughts. But we have something else to talk about. We didn't intend to go there. But I'm kind of glad... that Stephen did, because now I can send out on all the Twitters everything he said about Pierce tonight. Maybe I will land you a spot on Pierce's show this week.
I don't even think I'd do a show.
Just circulating.
You know,
wait a minute. You're just talking smack about, he doesn't even have the guts to have me on.
But seriously, what, let's say as a result of tonight's program, Bubba, it gets back to Pierce. But do you think I could? Piers Morgan is a cockroach to me. He is worthless to me. He means nothing
to
me.
Wait.
He is.
If he called you and said, Stephen, tell me about that Jesus character you're always talking about.
You think I'm going to take that bait from this
No,
school?
He was being serious. Because you did try to witness to him on Celebrity Apprentice.
Okay, so wait a second.
Yeah?
That's an oxymoron. Piers Morgan? Serious? Piers Morgan? Now, let me tell you. Piers Morgan to turn around.
Folks, I've never seen Stephen this hardcore.
But Piers Morgan is going to turn around
anyone.
And go have a steak dinner with all his cronies who kiss his butt and be like, can you believe Baldwin talking about Stephen, that washed up... Great. Piers, whatever. Take an Ambien and see you tomorrow, buddy. good luck.
All right.
Because I'll be surprised if his show goes another 2-3 years, max. Max.
All right.
Whew.
I was just wanting to talk about Zulu.
No, well, you know, but here's the thing.
We're not kindred spirits, Stephen.
But this is obviously I'm unloading.
Yeah.
I'm venting. And it has nothing to do with, it just, it's unfair, which is really another point that you and I discussed. It's unfair when the media, when I did the AJ Hammer interview on Showbiz Tonight, the first remark I made was, guys, if you're a born-again Christian in Hollywood, you're dead.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can say to anyone.
This has pretty much
proved. Because you're a bigot,
it.
And you're a racist, and you're this, and you're that, and it's all... In the Bible, it says that the reason these types of things would come against believers is because of the spiritual warfare behind it. So, what makes me sad is in my exchange with Piers Morgan on Celebrity Apprentice when I said, so, are you a Christian, Piers? And he got all upset.
Right.
Get off your high horse, Baldwin. Get off your high horse, Baldwin. I'm a Catholic, and I'm this, and I'm a... I could ask him to name three scriptures, and he'd stumble all over himself.
Right. Well, a lot of people would.
Well, a lot of people aren't jabbing people like Piers Morgan is.
That's true. So you're basically saying he's an agent of Satan.
No, that's what I've said about somebody else. But certainly I would say he's a coffee boy of Satan.
Okay.
How about that? I don't think he's qualified to be a full-blown agent of Satan.
Can we tweet
he's
that?
He's just making coffee.
He's the coffee boy for Satan.
Yeah. That's. I think right. That's good enough. I wouldn't give him any
he's
higher...
He's the bus boy.
Yeah, I wouldn't give him any higher level than that.
When Satan orders his latte, he calls Piers.
Well, don't you think? I mean, look at Piers. Listen to Piers. Don't you think he'd make a fabulous satanic latte? I think so. I think he's very qualified to do
so. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I really had no idea.
Jackie's, somebody's got to go, like, close Jackie's mouth right now.
I had no idea, folks, when I brought this up. I was really just telling you about the week. And to be honest with you, Stephen wasn't quite in the room yet, but I didn't reveal that.
Right.
And he was kind of making his way in.
You showed me grace tonight, Kevin.
And then I touching this nerve, it just turned into its own animal.
It's like I said,
really
AJ
in.
Hammer. I says,
MC
you know
Hammer?
It's time to...
MC Hammer hosts a thing on HLN. Did you know that?
It's time to let the media know and people like Piers Morgan, look, you're gonna just attack people like that.
Yeah.
You're going to set people up and then just blindside them like that. You deserve for people to reveal who you really are and what that tactic is.
Well, the one thing that Piers probably didn't anticipate was that the vast majority of Americans, by the way, agree with Kirk Cameron. Most Americans believe that children should have a mother and a father. Most Americans believe that marriage, there's something different about marriage that kind of makes it unique. And it is the fact that it's a union that can produce children and spawn future generations and keep a nation going. I mean, one of the reasons why you don't want to have an entire nation become busy in the homosexual lifestyle is because you would lose your population left to their own devices.
Mm-hmm.
Intervention measures used. But at the end of the day, I think this has reinforced people's love for Cameron. For being willing to take that.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Saturday night, 9 to 11 Eastern. Thank you for being there. Kevin McCullough is my name. He's Stephen Baldwin.
Yo, yo, yo.
The definitive not kindred spirit with Captain Zulu.
I thought we were kindred spirits.
Even though they were both fired by the same...
Donald.
You're fired! So anyway, but we didn't intend to talk about that. We do have a very important thing to talk about coming up. But we did invite your calls, 888-340-3373. And, Steven, you want to talk to,
Belize.
Yeah. Are you there?
No, this is Al.
Sounds like Belize. Close enough, Al. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough.
Thank you very much, Steven and Kim. My wife bailed on you, so she threw me on the phone.
Well, you Jedi mind tricked us there, Al.
Yes, I know.
So your wife's name is Belize.
Louise.
Louise.
Yes.
All right, guys, let's wash the earwax out tonight. There's no reason for this. All right, go ahead.
They're in shock. Well, that's okay.
They make these wild claims that we're not loving or that we're not kindred spirits. How do they do that without knowing anything about Christ in the first place?
Is this Captain Zulu? This guy's voice sounds like Captain Zulu. Al, are you Captain Zulu?
I don't think so.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
Thank you.
So go ahead. What were you asking, Stephen?
No, Stephen.
Yeah. Ask Stephen what you were asking.
No, I was asking, how can they make these wild claims that we're not loving people when, or kindred spirits, when they have no concept of who Christ really is?
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for that, Al. And the thing for me is simply this. I went on that program. A.J. Hammer, Sulu.
Legit to quit.
And I just basically wanted to say, God bless Kirk Cameron for sticking up for what he believes in.
They were never going to let you say that, though.
Well, but that's what I showed up for.
Right.
Knowing, you know, I was in a sandwich there, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I turn around, and it was a little bit humorous to me that George, got all bowed up. He, like, puffed his chest out, and he was ready to really throw me in a G.I. Joe kung fu grip kind of move. And that's cool, because I'd sneeze, and that would be over quickly. But the point being, I was there just to simply say, I'm a born-again Christian. The media spins this stuff all the time. Cameron was set up by Piers Morgan pathetically. And, you know, if you want to know what I think, I'll tell you. And the real message I wanted to get across was, and I got it across, I was very fortunate that the window of opportunity presented itself. Because when George Takei said the statement, well, Stephen, this is not a lifestyle issue. This is an orientation issue. And it's a inborn issue, meaning he's making the statement that he was born the way he is.
You don't have any say over your...
And for that reason, he feels as though it's a civil rights issue. And I said, oh, George, that's good for you. You have every right to feel and say that and defend it and have the freedom to express it. But then I said, a couple of months ago, Cynthia Nixon said that her choice to live a gay lifestyle was not inborn, and it was a choice. But you never saw the same reaction to Kirk Cameron. You never saw the media flip out and say, she said she went against the holy grail of gayness. You can't say that. They're fighting for equality and rights. And you can't say it's a choice, Cynthia. That would go against the whole movement and the power and the force. And listen, I'm simply making the statement that the media comes against Christianity more than it does most of these other issues that are argued and debated, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, you know what's a good example of that? And Al, thanks for the call. You know what's a good example of that? ABC has a brand new show on TV.
Yeah.
And it's called GCB. But it stands for Good Christian, word that sounds like witches, but ain't.
Right. That's the book title.
There is no... The name of the TV show is GCB. They don't say what the B stands for anyplace. It's GCB. ABC's GCB. So, people have read the book, know what the book is about, blah, blah, blah. Any other religious group, do you think they would tolerate, you know, good Muslim witches, good Jewish witches, good Hindu, Buddha, anything else? Do you think any other group would be allowed to have that and not have, like, massive amounts of fallout at ABC because of it?
Of course.
There would be people fired for even attempting to put that kind of show on the air. But because Christianity is the punching bag, it's totally okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is one example.
Yep.
Anyway, let's talk to Bill in Diamond Springs.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook Anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I don't know the phone number.
Yeah, you do.
800-888-340-3373.
You got it.
I was close.
Yeah.
I was close. I'll get there.
You're flustered. Like, you're physically flushed.
Yeah, I know.
You're all red. I don't know if it's all this Piers Morgan talk or...
It's you know, I'm from Massapequa, bro.
You got your blood pressure up.
I'm from Massapequa, you know?
Anyway, he's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. And online, you can find us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at TheBingeThinker.com. We're always glad to have you. Our Facebook pages are there. You can like those. The God Thoughts at the top of the page, you can click that. Well, there's a connect page where you can send us an email, and you can leave us a voicemail on that same number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Speaking about all of this insulting talk, the topic we actually had planned... was a week ago we were talking about how, you know, Ms. Fluke had basically lied to Congress, said she was 23 and she needed $3,000 to cover birth control and all the rest. Turns out there's 3 Planned Parenthood clinics within literally 10 to 15 minutes walk from the campus of Georgetown University where she attends, Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
And she could have gotten birth control there for $5 a month. This has been researched and exposed now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know how much sex she was having for $3,000 in birth control, but at $5 a month to get all you need, that's a lot of sex. I'm just saying. I'm not questioning her virtue. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
But she could have got so for the 3 years instead of $3,000, I think that's like $180 for 3 years. So she was lying.
Or perhaps she was misinformed.
She was lying.
Perhaps she just miscalculated.
180, 3,000.
Yeah.
180,
yeah.
3,000.
Okay. Could happen.
But then you know what happened after that. The icon of talk radio calls her some names. He apologized last week. You had some advertisers pull out of his program, and then they're all like, oh, the universe isn't turning against them the way they thought, the way we thought it was. We want to get back in. And on a couple of them, he said, no thanks. Don't need you. Somebody else can come. And one of them lost like 17% in their stock value share like overnight, mm-hmm. just from pulling out of his show.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, that's pretty much died off and gone away a week later. No, no, no. Gloria Allred, you know, the champion of women's rights somewhere in the world, not particularly in America, but maybe somewhere she's good at it, comes out today and says, you know, that talk radio guy, he should be arrested because he said basically mean things about Sandra Fluke. And now he's apologized several times. But I started doing a little digging. And Keith Olbermann, Ed Schultz, Bill Maher, and others have actually said a few negative things about women over the course of their
I want to do a WWF cage match. Me against Piers Morgan and Bill Maher at the same time. It would be over in 3 minutes.
Yeah, but then
I'd run up to Piers Morgan when the whistle blew. I'd run up to Piers Morgan and go, "Boo!" And he'd go, "Okay." Then I'd look at Bill Maher.
I'm really trying to move
on
here.
And I'd take Bill Maher back to Massapequa. That's what I'd do to Bill Maher.
Okay.
Sorry. Please continue.
You want to keep talking about Piers?
No.
You sure?
No.
Because I'm more than willing to do.
No, go ahead.
So what we wanted to talk about was we unearthed some things that Bill Maher had said. Now, remember, the icon of talk radio said about Sandra Fluke that she was basically a prostitute. That was, in fact, one of the words that he used, and the other was a slang for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he said. A woman who sells her body to make her living. Bill Maher, on multiple times, has called women very grotesque and vulgar synonyms for the female genitalia.
Right.
Multiple times. Gloria Steinem, kind of the modern father of the feminist movement, catch my play on words there. Anyway, she was supposedly in studio once when Maher did this.
Mm-hmm.
He's never been forced to apologize. Now, that would be bad enough on its merit. But here's what I didn't understand. On Tuesday this week, David Axelrod, that slimy little Chicago politician that helped get Mayor Daley elected all those times in Chicago and then went to work for the Barack Obama campaign and probably released the info on Herman Cain earlier this year. He's just a real slime ball. He's just a real, you know, dirt bag. He's in the weeds. And he's just
what's his name again?
David Axelrod.
Isn't he the guy that talks to the president all the time?
Senior White House advisor until time to kick the campaign in this last year, yeah.
Right.
Now, he comes out and says, well, you know that Mitt Romney guy and that Rick Santorum guy, you notice when this whole thing came out, they didn't stand up to Rush Limbaugh. They didn't say, you should be pulled off the air.
That.
This is David Axelrod saying
right. But about that radio talk show host.
Right. They said to Romney and Santorum, they didn't confront him in any way. So he's all mad. Then it comes out, like just a few hours later, that David Axelrod's scheduled to go on Bill Maher. Quote, within the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, and I'm really curious about this, and I don't understand, and especially if you are a fan of President Obama, I want to know I want to understand so that I can really comprehend it for myself. I'm dying to try to figure this out. How does the president support his campaign manager going on Bill Maher's show, who has called accomplished women like Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin and others slayings for the female genitalia, and on one hand allow that to happen, but on the other hand say that Rush Limbaugh has to be fired and taken off the air and he can't be allowed to talk again because he said that if you exchange sex for money, you're a prostitute? Like, how can you say that one should lose their job for saying that, but then let the guy who whispers in your ear all the time go on over to Bill Maher and sit down and have a little chuckle about how to treat women this way?
I could guess at the justification.
What? Okay, when we come back, you let us know. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us.
Mortgage education specialists.
In today's ever-changing world economy and job market, you need a competitive edge that sets you apart.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49. And a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Circumstances.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
McCullough Live, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We're keeping the phone lines open specifically for supporters of the president. I mean, if you've got opinions and you're not a supporter of the president, we'll take yours as well. But if you call, if you're a supporter of the president, we're going to put you to the front of the line right away. You will go immediately to the front of the line. You will be the next caller we take. 888-340-3373. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. Online at TheBingeThinker.com. Here's the question. Some people say that icon of talk radio, the big kahuna, that he should lose his job because he called a 32-year-old faker pretending to be a 23-year-old co-ed. He called her a prostitute. And that was wrong, and I condemned it. Stephen condemned it last week. I said, my sons will never call women that, et cetera, et cetera. Now, then you had the Obama administration folks come out and say, oh, well, the presidential candidates didn't criticize him enough. They didn't stand up to him. Meanwhile, that same critic, David Axelrod, he's going to tiptoe over to the Bill Maher show here in the next couple of weeks, and he's going to make an appearance alongside Bill Maher, who called Governor Sarah Palin the C word, and he called Michelle Bachmann the C word and the T word. And I'm curious, if you're a supporter of the president, how do you justify this? Stephen, you think you know. Tell me what you think the justification is.
Does Mr. Axelrod still work for the president?
Yes. He has the president's ear on anything that he wants.
Right. So
he's his top campaign advisor, and before that he was a senior White House advisor. And
right. So he's left the White House advisor position.
But assuredly, as soon as the campaign's over, he'll be back in the White House again.
Sure. But he was senior White House advisor. He's no longer in that position, but still officially campaign advisor.
He's the top campaign strategist. He's the guy.
Okay. Still working for the president.
Yes.
Well, I guess as long as he doesn't hold some official government position, meaning working in the White House every day.
Oh, so he can align himself with
someone. I guess he's free to do what he wants. Freedom of speech.
But the reason he's going on Maher's program is to promote the president and his campaign.
Well, this is the justification as far as I can figure it.
Well, Keith Olbermann said basically two nights ago that if it's a liberal man criticizing a conservative woman, basically they can say whatever they want. Because basically conservative women are so stupid, is his argument, that they deserve whatever name liberal men want to call them. This is Olbermann.
Right. Did I tell you, I've met him a couple times, briefly?
No rabbit trails right now. 888-340-3373, all four phone lines are open. But what I'm trying to comprehend is, those of you on the left or progressive, or you don't consider yourself a conservative, you're somewhere in the middle. You said that the talk radio guy had to go down. He had to be taken out. He had to, be sent straight to hell, no pass and go, no collecting $200, just boom. He's got to be gone. How do you defend David Axelrod making an appearance on Bill Maher? Come back, we'll take your call.